Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is from Matthew chapter 5. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. This is the text. In recent weeks, for our gospel lessons, we have been reading through much of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. We have heard of the impossible standard of the law. Being angry is the same as committing murder. Looking at someone lustfully is the same as committing adultery. Coveting is a sin. God even gave two commandments in regard to it. Those sins of thought, word, and deed all get lumped together. We can't get away from our sinfulness. Jesus says that breaking even one of the least of these commandments will bring down the fullness of God's wrath and judgment, and you will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. And you would be better off having a millstone tied around your neck and being hurled into the depths of the sea. Jesus begins his sermon telling us that our righteousness must exceed that of the scribes and Pharisees, or you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. And now Jesus concludes with what would be the most disheartening statement if you're relying upon your works for your salvation. You therefore must be perfect, even as your heavenly Father is perfect. I spent the last 18 years telling my daughters, you don't need to be perfect. You just need to be quiet. That'll be good enough. No, I'm just kidding. Perfection is such an unattainable standard. In trying to attain perfection, to fulfill the law of God, which is impossible, but on top of trying to do everything right, on top of all that, you would have to give up all the guarantees and protections that the law provides. Justice under the law says an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. This standard God put into practice among the Israelites as a protection for the people so that vengeance could not escalate into a Hatfield and McCoy style feud. Jesus comes along and does what the law cannot do. And he takes away the impulse for vengeance. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord, as we hear in Paul's writings. Jesus comes and says, do not take vengeance. Do not resist the one who is evil. Turn the other cheek. Go the extra mile. Love your enemy. Pray for those who persecute you. Love those who hate you. If you want adventure in your life, a challenge, a dangerous way to live, Jesus offers that up. Giving up the security of the law, centering your whole life on the will of God. This is what the call to discipleship is. To recklessly expose your love to a loveless, thankless world. And we all know this leads to disappointment and heartache at times. People take advantage of your generosity, take advantage of your time. But there is no better way to live than to have a life of work centered around a joyous devotion to God. There's nothing more satisfying in this life than to expose the love God has given you and have it joyfully received by others. Experiencing that even one time makes up for all the other times that your love is greeted with thanklessness. It's a risky proposition. to give up the advantages and protection that you have under the law. And as we as Christians, our life experiences show, it doesn't work well all the time. Sometimes you think it doesn't work well even most of the time. But we look at what Christ has done for us, that he exposed the fullness of his love. Even though he knew most people would treat it like it's nothing, he comes to us in his Sermon on the Mount, and he tells us that he has not come to abolish the law. He has come to fulfill it. He came into this life to do what we could not do. He came to give up for himself the security of God's protection under the law, so that we could be free from the law. He centered his whole life on doing the will of his Father in heaven. And Jesus comes, and he completely and perfectly and recklessly exposes his love to a loveless world. You don't have to be perfect to be saved. Christ has been perfect for you. And we are not to be quiet about this either. We heard in our epistle reading, there is nothing we can boast about ourselves. But as Paul says elsewhere, let him who boasts, boast in the Lord. Share that with those who do not know the joy that we have. Is everyone going to receive it with great joy and immediately come to faith in Christ? Unfortunately, we know far too often that is not the case. But we keep trying. We keep sharing. We keep exposing the love of God, knowing that the Holy Spirit does work, and the Word of God will not return empty. As we look at our life in Christ, Jesus is only asking us to follow the example that he's already set. There is a cost to discipleship. The cost is your entire self. When you become a child of God, there are fundamental changes that take place. You are different than you were before you were a faithful, baptized child of God. There is a reason that our relationship within the church to Christ is so often compared of a wife to a husband, or the bride to the bridegroom. When you get married, there are fundamental changes. There are expectations. And if somebody gets married and they still want to, you know, live like and act like and keep the schedule of a single person, that doesn't work. There's a recent poll that says that 40% of Americans view marriage as an unnecessary institution. You see the fruits of that in our society. I believe a good part of this is due to the demand that a husband and wife give up independence and individuality. The two become one. The cost is yourself. And there are more and more people who are unwilling to pay that price. And it's unfortunate. In our relationship to Christ, Christ has expectations of his bride, the church. We heard from the prophet Micah a few weeks ago. Micah says, he has told you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To do justice and to love kindness, to walk humbly with your God. To follow Christ means to expose your love to a loveless world. And to love being kind, even when having that reciprocated, there are no guarantees. We do not live under that law anymore. From a human perspective, it's a reckless and dangerous way to live. But it's God's desire for us to live this way, as we live now under the safety and security of His authority, of the authority of the Bridegroom who protects His bride. You will never achieve the mandate, be perfect, as your Heavenly Father is perfect. But there is Christ who has come and who has been perfect for you. The reason He came, to fulfill that law, to recklessly expose the fullness of His love to the lovelessness, hate, and evil of this world, and even more so, He came here to die, to willingly place Himself between us and the wrath of God's judgment. He was acting like a faithful husband, protecting His bride with His own life, with total disregard for His own safety. Christ our Lord exposed the fullness of His love and endured our punishment. And He not only took away the guilt of all of our faults and failures, but He has removed every limitation of love. Love your enemy. Pray for those who persecute you, who hate you. Turn the other cheek. Go the extra mile. This is what Christ has already done for you. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.